from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello once again and welcome in the Saviour's name to our gospel broadcast. I'm really glad that you're tuning in, and I hope that you'll continue listening as we let the Bible speak over the next 15 minutes. Remember that if you've been blessed through listening in to our programs in recent times, and you haven't as yet written to tell us, then do make a point of dropping us a line. We'd be glad to hear from you. Our preacher today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and he's continuing with his series from the Gospel of Mark, and here he is.
Good morning, everyone. We're delighted that you have joined with us once again for our morning gospel program. If we have any new listeners, well, we especially welcome you today. We're turning to Mark chapter 7 this morning. We're beginning a new portion for our study. We'll be reading there in just a moment, Mark chapter 7. We'll be listening to the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet singing a hymn that nearly everybody knows or knows about, There's Power in the Blood. But first of all, let's have our Bible reading. We're reading quite a few verses together this morning, beginning at the verse 1 of Mark chapter 7. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashing hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be, which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, Why walk not the disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashen hands? He answered and said unto them, Well hath Esaias, or that's Isaiah the prophet, well hath Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoureth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups and many other such like things. And he said unto them, Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye might keep your own tradition. For Moses said, Honour thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, If a man shall say to his father or mother, It is Corban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God of none effect, through your traditions, which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye. Amen, and God will bless the reading of his word. Now let's have the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet. Remember, this recording dates back to the 1930s. Here they are singing, There's Power in the Blood.
Be free from the burden of sin. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Good you or evil, a victory win. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. There is power, power. is for Jesus your King. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. In the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Let's turn now, please, to the chapter 7 and the opening verses. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes. We have here an entirely different gathering of people from that which we considered last week. If you look back up your Bible to the previous chapter, you will remember how that there was a people who, upon hearing that the Savior was in their midst, rushed to him in order that they may be blessed by him, and brought to him their loved ones, that they likewise may share in the benefits of his presence. But here we have a people not anxious to benefit at all from the Savior's presence. No, here is a bunch of religious critics seeking to pick holes in all that the Savior did and said. Let me first of all say this. Critical examination of spiritual matters is a very essential thing, and it is set down in God's Word that we do follow such a practice. The Apostle Paul, when he wrote to the church at Corinth, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, and the verse 5, said this, "Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates?" And the Apostle John issued a similar warning. 1 John chapter 1. "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." And did not the Lord Jesus himself tell us in Matthew chapter 7 and the verse 15, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." Now these verses that I have just read to you underscore the fact that those who are going to be serious about obeying God are required to examine spiritual matters, examine the teachings of men, but they must examine them in the light of God's Word. That's the basis of our criticism. It's not what this denomination feels or that religious leader sets forth. That's not the basis of our examination. That's not the golden rule by which we live, but the only rule of faith and practice is the Word of God. The Word of God. That is what guides us and sets down what we are to believe and what we are to practice. And the Savior, coming under scrutiny here by these Pharisees and scribes who had travelled up from Jerusalem to hear him, coming under their criticism, he turns to the Word of God. The comment that he makes on their activities is set down for us in the verse 13. He claims that they make the Word of God of none effect through their traditions. They set aside the Word of God and replace the Word of God by their own notions, their own views, their own traditions. Now, it has to be said that that same thing is happening today. The commandments of God are set aside and are replaced by the notions of men. Indeed, the religion of many people, I could enlarge on the word many. Sad to say, I believe that in nearly most instances, the religious views of people is based not on what the Bible has said, not on what they have for themselves read in the Word of God, but it's based on simply that which they have had handed to them. They have been taught without ever checking to see if indeed it is the Word of God. They believe things about how to live. They believe things about eternity. They believe things about God. They believe things about heaven. They believe things about hell. They believe things about sin and how to be saved and how to be pardoned. And they haven't a clue in the wide world why it is they believe these things. Oh, men and women, our religion is useless, I tell you, useless, if it is not based upon the Word of God. From my very first broadcast, I have told you listeners to make sure that anything I say is in conformity to the Word of God. Don't accept it from me. Accept it is based upon the Word of God. The Lord is here condemning these Pharisees and scribes because they made the Word of God of none effect. They replaced the Word of God. They set their own notions and their own traditions above the Word of God. That's happening today. Ladies, when you go to the house of God, do you cover your head? Oh, you say, no, I don't. That's an old-fashioned notion. Is it? I happen to believe it's the teaching of the Word of God. And let me tell you, the generations in the past of ladies who went to God's house with their head covered, they did so because they believed it was the teaching of the Word of God. But that has been cast aside, and the notions of men, I believe, have come in. And suddenly, the teaching of God's Word is viewed as a notion. And that which is truly just a notion of man becomes the revelation of God. The Lord's Day. How do you keep the Lord's Day? Do you keep holy the Lord's Day? Do you consider it to be one day in seven that is set aside solely for the worship of God? Oh, you say, that's an old notion. As long as I go to church at least once, the rest of the day is mine. But that is not what God's Word teaches. That is not what God's Word says. I tell you, we can be very easily contaminated with the very same things, with the very same notions, as these critics of the Savior were contaminated and condemned by him for it. We're going to leave it now and return to it next week in the will of the Lord. Let me just close by calling you to read your Bible, to listen to what it has to say regarding the salvation of your soul. For it is to God we must give an account one day. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.